The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
My guest is Ben McLaurin. He is joining us to share a unique and personal story, one that has brought him to taking action to do something about it. We're going to hear his story on today's program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Set this up. This has to do with one's own life experience and responding to it. Tell us the story.
So I won't be too long with this story, but let me start at I work in healthcare and have done so since 2010. At the time in 2014, I was working on a project to help African-American men find that they had prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is a high prevalence in African-American men, more so than many other races. And so 2014, I was working at the Heart Institute, and the research program that we were trying to roll out in Los Angeles was to help African-American men discover if they were high blood pressure screening. And while doing that, working at the barbershops, I needed to screen myself because I hadn't been to the doctor in over 5 years. So I worked in healthcare, but I hadn't gone to the doctor in over 5 years for my own health. And so I thought to myself, while I was telling these guys about the importance of getting screened for high blood pressure, I realized I needed to take my own advice. So what I did is I went for a routine physical, and lo and behold, the doctor said, "Ben, your prostate is swollen," and further tests showed that I had aggressive prostate cancer. As you can imagine, I was completely shocked and very ill-prepared for that diagnosis. As far as my experience with cancer previously, nobody in my family had had it that I knew of, and it really wasn't talked about in the circles that I grew up in. So it was really a shock to me that I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I went ahead and did the surgery, the radiation, hormone therapy that comes along with the prostate cancer diagnosis. And what I found is the treatment itself wasn't so bad. I mean, of course, there's side effects like ED, and you have to wear the pins for a while. So it was a little strange the side effects from prostate cancer. And it was a little hard to deal with, as you can imagine. I was diagnosed at 46. And at that stage of my life, you just don't think that you might have to deal with incontinence and erectile dysfunction, things like that. But that comes along with the cancer treatment for prostate cancer. For me, it did, at least. Afterwards, what I did is I did the treatment, and the side effects were a little hard to deal with. But I was getting through it. As you can imagine, it was a little depressing and a little hard to deal with these side effects. And what I found is that I needed to gain some support. And so I reached out to my community. I went online, and I found A Fresh Chapter, which is an organization, nonprofit, started by Carrie Wingham. And she's a cancer survivor herself. But what she did is she created this program where she brings cancer survivors from all over the world to come together to volunteer in the international community. So basically, we get to step outside of our cancer experience to be there to help someone else. And that really impacted my life. My trip with her was in 2016, and I went to India with other cancer survivors. And we were able to work in the community in India to help those less fortunate. And what that did for me was to help me understand that I could make a difference. Even with the cancer diagnosis and the side effects that I was going through, my life as I knew it wasn't over, you know, that I still could make a difference and that my voice mattered. When I came back to Los Angeles, I said, I'm going to do something about the disparities in healthcare that I found right in my own community, in the African-American community. And I ended up creating a nonprofit called MACHO. That's an acronym for Men Actively Creating Healthy Outcomes. And the goal of MACHO is to spread health awareness, to get guys to think about MACHO in a new way and realize that it's very important that they go for routine health checks and cancer screening. In my case, it actually saved my life. And I know a lot of guys may have been like me, where you think, I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm young, I'm strong, I eat right, I exercise. But what I found is that the routine health checks can really save your life. Cancer is sneaky sometimes, and you won't feel the side you won't feel it until after it's probably done some damage. So that's why cancer screenings are so important. Since I started MACHO, I've touched thousands of men's lives. I've been able to get over, I'd say probably 500 to or more men to pledge that they're going to go see their doctor within the year to get a health check. And I even started a fitness program for cancer survivors called Survive Fit. And that's a group fitness to help cancer survivors start to rebuild their lives. As we know, it's been clinically proven now that health, fitness, and exercise can have a positive influence on health outcomes. And coming up in September, I'm going to be joining Terry Wingham and a fresh chapter in Kenya, Africa, where we're going to work with the local people in Kenya to come up with resources to help the cancer survivors there, as well as to learn from each other and see how we can improve the lives of the cancer survivors in Kenya, Africa. So, I mean, my experience with a fresh chapter really set me on a course of empowerment, of self-learning. And honestly, Larry, I'm living my best life now. I never knew that my voice mattered as much and that I can impact my community in such a positive way. So since 2014, when I used to go to the barbershops and I was helping the men to learn about high blood pressure, and we were screening men in the barbershops, to now we're helping cancer survivors get fit to rebuild their lives after cancer, and even taking my message abroad with a fresh chapter and helping people in Kenya to grow stronger and resilient after cancer diagnosis and in cancer survivorship.
A big change in your life. Sounds like, in many ways, a real growth for you.
Yes, this has been a huge change in my life that has caused me to realize how important each of our voices are, and that we're better together. We're better for sharing our stories. As a man, you know, sometimes we're socialized to not be as transparent, maybe not to show our emotions and feelings as easily as the ladies in our lives. And a lot of times I found that we're better for being transparent. We're better, and there's empowerment when you're a little vulnerable, when you're able to share your struggles with your fellow man. And I think that through a fresh chapter has really helped me to learn the importance of that transparency and reaching out, that you don't have to live an isolated life when you have a cancer diagnosis. Often we have family and loved ones who are there for support, But often you still feel a little vulnerable and isolated because we withhold, we don't want to burden our loved ones with our just how we really feel, sometimes our emotions. And like me, I figured out it's better if I reach out to my cancer support community and gain resources and the support of other people who have gone through cancer. It really made the difference in my life. I mean, literally, my life has been changed, Larry. I'm so much better than I was. And I know for some people that may be hard to understand, but cancer really helped me discover who I am and the power and strength that I have to be resilient in the face of cancer and something devastating like an illness like cancer.
If people want to find out more about Macho, how can they do that?
They can go to our website. It's at www.macho4life.com. Macho4life.com. And you'll see some of the things that we've done to impact the community. And we're hoping to now go into Kenya, as I said, and impact the community there for cancer survivors.
And lastly, you speak well of A Fresh Chapter. You really like their work too?
I'm so inspired and motivated by A Fresh Chapter and Terry Wingham. She has really created a program that can impact the lives of cancer survivors, not only in the United States, but around the world. Terry Wingham is so insightful and is such a visionary in terms of helping people who have been impacted by cancer.
With that, I got to leave it there. We're out of time. I want to thank you, Ben, for being on the program today.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.